Hi everyone, this is Linda J. Wolf. Today I want to share an affirmation. I wrote this morning because it's a reminder to myself. The title, I'm going to give it a title, Timing is Everything. Something I have to remember is to be patient. The blessing will not reveal itself if I skip ahead and miss its timing. Everything happens for a reason, for you and for me. See, I want that promise. I want those magical moments, that love, that laughter. I want that opportunity that is meant for me. Something I'm going to do is I'm going to practice every day in this patience. And my blessings will reveal themselves. Because one thing that I have learned is I will be open in those moments for them. How can we see that a blessing is coming? I watch my daughter. I want, as a mother, as a parent, I want to reward her with things. I'm going to use this as an example. I want to reward her with things. But sometimes I can't reward her. You know why? Because sometimes she's bringing me a tone that's hostile. See? And when she brings me a hostile tone because she might be upset about how I have boundaries, how I try to teach her that everything is about integrity, but yet she'll bring this hostile environment and attack me with it. Now see, a blessing was in there for her. I love to reward her when she gives me that integrity, that honesty, that trust. These are nice little talks that we have together. Because I want to help her become aware that sometimes how we display ourselves, sometimes how we speak to people in certain tones, we never know if that person is going to bring us something, if we're going to go at them with an attitude, with our hate, with our anger, with our past. How about we're so busy on our phone looking at TikTok, looking at Facebook, looking at Instagram, that we can't see something's going on around us right now. It's challenging as a mom to try to teach my daughter that. Did you open time for an opportunity to come to you? Did you open up your awareness and feel that something's about to happen? When we're so still and peaceful in our being, we can feel the energy that something good is coming our way. But too many times, we allow our emotions, we allow things like the phone or the TV, and we miss opportunities. So timing is everything. I know, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of this too. But I'm practicing. I'm practicing in patience. I'm practicing in awareness. And I'm practicing in open these moments to make something really beautiful and allow something really beautiful to come in to me. I'm not going to have all the doors locked up and shut off, because that's stopping the flow of your energy. I don't want that for myself. Not at all. And I don't want it for you either. This is just a quick little affirmation, something to think about, something to ponder over. Maybe you can ask yourself a question and say, what do I have going on right now that is stopping my blessing? Am I using too much of my energy tapping into a phone and swiping left or right? Am I using too much of my energy in the wrong things or people? It can easily happen. It's so easy to get distracted in a world that's a 2-second world. That's what we live in, you know, 2 seconds. So we have 2 seconds to make something of it, or open the door to our heart, to our soul, and allow some good energy to come in. I know there's a lot of chaotic energy going on. People are getting caught up in the wrong things, the wrong people. I watch all the protesting that's going on in Seattle, Washington, over the Palestinians and Israel. Now, I don't mind protest for an awesome cause, but one thing that bothers me is I watch in these protests that the wrong type of energy is being put out there. Because you know what I see, just like at University of Washington campus, a lot of people are protesting. You can't protest if your cause is causing destruction, if it's causing trauma to somebody, if it's causing pain to somebody, if it's causing somebody to become an introvert and want to hide because they're scared that they might be killed or maimed in this protest. I watch the news and what students are saying about this cause. It's not a good cause because they don't want to be around it. So who are these people talking to? Their energy is not going to where it needs to be heard, and they're not doing it in the right way. You can have a peaceful protest, but you got to respect your environment. These students that are doing this protest, they're destroying their environment. They have lost sight of their cause. God doesn't want us to destroy each other. God wants us to come and join together peacefully so we can all learn something from this, so we can all be human and help each other out. But I see at the University of Washington that the young folks there have lost their cause. They're all screaming and yelling. They've actually pitched tents. They're destroying a piece of property that does not belong to them. What good comes out of that? Nothing. That's almost, I'm going to use this nasty word, and I hate this word, hypocrite. That's a hypocrite. Don't tell me you got a good cause if you're causing destruction, because then it's not a good cause. No one's hearing you. Everyone's seeing the aftermath of what you're doing to the environment that you're trying to dwell in. It's not good. My daughter wanted to go down and stand in that protest, and I told her no. And the reason why I told her no, it's not that these folks have lost their cause. And I'm not going to send her down into an environment that could either have her killed, have something horrific happen to her. Because here's what the problem is. There is an environment now in this cause that's volatile. And guess what? We can't control it. Now they have to have police be around to try to tell everybody to behave themselves. People are drinking. People are putting graffiti on a structure that is for education. See, that is not trying to get your message out there. It's doing quite the opposite. I wished everyone would just dig deep inside and say, where are my emotions here? Am I really doing some good here? Because I don't see any good coming out of this. I see a college campus in the University of Washington that's going to have to spend $50,000 or more dollars to fix up the destruction that these young students have done. If you want to help Palestine, do it in the right way. Do it in the timing. Open moments for healing, not tear down the structure of someone's lives. To me, this is not a good cause. I see no good outcome in it. I eventually see, and it's something forthcoming, someone's going to die. Because this is going on 3 weeks. Nothing's come about from this. Nothing good has come out of it. And people are getting hostile. And all I can see is there's going to be a loss. Whether it's in the human form, it's already showing in the physical form of buildings. It's not good. It makes me sad. It makes me sad that we can't control ourselves enough to bring forth a good protest that's peaceful and so alarming and full of awareness. Well, this is Linda J. Wolf signing out. God bless, sending you love and light.